Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Cup of Sports, bringing Sexy back with Farmer and B. Evans. What is going on, dude?
What's going on, B, man? Definitely bringing the Sexy back on this Sexy Thursday, man. I can't believe it's Thursday already. We got one more day left of your Morning Cup of Sports. Man, what are we going to do this weekend, bro?
Hey, you made that sound bad. We've only got one more day left of this week.
Right.
Gotta add in the week.
Right, my bad. Because the Morning Cup of Sports is working on some stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're curious if I'm really flipping Brother B off, or if I'm giving him the birdie, or whatnot. And it could be in the works, ladies and gentlemen. It could be in the works where you could actually see Brother B and Farmer flipping each other off. It's in the works where we are in contract negotiations with this particular company as we speak.
Gonna see if you can help me out with this, Farmer.
Right.
You said, am I flipping him off, or am I giving him the bird? No. Last time I checked, those were the two things, same things. They were the same.
So, look at you, B. You are awake today.
I see. Flipping the bird is one hand, and, you know, giving me the bird is one hand, and flipping me off is the other hand, or what?
Right. There you go. One hand is the birdie that flies around, and the other one's just stationary, bro.
Oh, so it's like killing two birds with one stone.
Hey, kind of like shooting an arrow on swinging pendulums through a Coke bottle.
Okay, shooting yourself in the heart with an L gun, you genius!
Hey,
you.
There you go.
How about the idiot that swims miles across a river because he doesn't want to bother with traffic? You remember that one we talked about that like last week? He's over in.
I have a hard time just remembering yesterday, besides you being a blowhard. So, you know, it's good exercise, B, but if it's hot out, it's good for you. It's good cardio. You should try it.
Well, I get enough cardio as it is because I have to walk back and forth. You know what? Shut up. Shut up right now. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. I ain't trying to hear it. You're listening to your Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook. Give us a like. Give us a share. Invite your friends. And if you guys got anything, make sure you guys call in 646-668-8467 and help shut Farmer up because, well, we ain't trying to hear it right now. Shut up.
Well, you know, B, you know, my man, it's crazy. Yo, yesterday you beat the blowhard of all blowhards. I almost called you Mr. Anthony Passo there for a minute. I couldn't get five words in for the whole hour.
We need to put a ding. We need to put like a bell button on here on that, you know, that way we've got like the ding, 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 ding every time, man. Every time
right.
we say his name, it needs to be hit. Now, I wonder if he's getting better. I know he's been feeling down under the weather. I know he's been sick. But we gotta find out how he's doing, check on him and everything. We gotta get him in on the show.
I don't know if I can deal with two blowhards all at the same time. I'm just gonna kick back and relax that show.
Well, I mean, you know, Anthony does talk a lot and Paso talks a lot too, even though they're one and the same.
Right?
You like how I did that?
Yeah. And so does B. Evans every now and then.
No, not me. No.
Yeah, you. Wait a minute. This is radio, right? We're supposed to be talking. We're supposed to have fun, right?
That's right. That is right. That is absolutely right.
B,
we have fun.
We do. So B, I was at the local bar and grill called King's Bar and Grill in Spokane, Washington, and there was a gentleman and his wife there. They were pool league, and drinks were flowing, shots, right? And the man, she was shooting the eight ball, right? Not the kind of eight ball that Brother B, you know, you're used to, Brian, but I'm talking, you know, the hard one, the black one, with the eight on it, right? And he walked
around. Hey, you're
talking
about the magic eight ball. I'm used to the magic eight ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're both pretty magical. Right. Anyway. So he pops down a ring in a ring box and flips it open. And she didn't know what to think. So for the very first time at King's Bar and Grill, somebody proposed during a pool league moment, and I being me, said, "Brother down. We lost another soldier."
Now,
so I had to take a shot. Of course I did, for the soldier down moment. It was, all right, brother down, we lost another one, got to take a shot to remember his soul.
That's one of those moments where, as much as you don't want to, it's got to be Jaeger.
Right. No, I'm not much of a, yeah, I'm more of a whiskey, Pendleton whiskey kind of fan. So I'm like, all right, soldier down, give me a shot. They're like, okay.
Ugh.
But anyway,
well,
that's a King's Bar and Grill. Go there, tell them that you know Farmer, and they'll give you 10% off your tab. Seamless plug. And B, who's that, what's that internet company? What's that IT company that helps you out?
Oh, you're talking about the IT company that us out, that helps
right.
out the network, that does what they do
right.
best, because they are
what's
that
their name?
Good. Well, I believe the name that you are looking for is the IT Tech Support. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get that right. It's the Midwest IT Support Help Desk. Sorry about that. That phone number you can reach them at is 765-239-9668. They make IT tech easy. They have remote help desk services nationwide. They also offer home service and business services around the Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky area. So if you guys are in need of some IT support, you guys need some help with something on your computer, you guys ain't getting it, you can't figure it out, or you're just plain not very tech savvy to be nice about
like
it.
Evan.
Well, that's right. Give them a call. Once again, that number is 765-239-9668. And I guarantee whatever problem you've got, they could probably make it go away. They're that damn good.
There you go. Look at this. Seamless plugs for King's Bar and Grill and the Midwest IT guys. IT tech
now,
guys. I got to write that name down, but.
Yes, you do. I actually have their email, too. We should probably throw that out as well. That might help out.
Yeah, throw it on the wall and see if that bitch sticks.
Just in case we've got, you know, someone who doesn't have a phone for some reason or has got one of those dial phones still hanging on their wall because they haven't jumped into modern-day era times or whatever. But that email address you can find, you can reach them at also, is helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com.
Holy hell.
That's a big one. But for those of you who can't figure it out, I might even be nice and throw it up on the page for you real quick.
Oh, that's
not
a big
right
one.
This moment.
Oh, boy.
Later.
Oh, boy. Oh, Brian. Anyway. Straight on.
I know it's
focus.
I know it's hard for
focus.
You, Farmer. It's not in shapes and colors,
okay.
So you're having troubles.
Right. I am.
But.
How do you put the square one in the round hole? You know how?
Now,
you get a jigsaw and you make it a circle.
I have got something that we need to figure out.
Oh, so wait a minute. Is this why I get a sticky note on my computer saying, Farmer, we need to talk? But yet you don't want to talk off the air. This is like, Farmer, we need to talk. And, you know, we need to stop having these sport battles on the air and figure this out in the green room. But by all means, talk, sir.
No, this one just, it's confusing me. Okay, this one's confusing me. It's really,
that
really.
Don't take much, B.
No, it doesn't, but this one is, it might even confuse you a little bit. Okay, so.
All right.
We're
going to
put these two things together here. Okay, so we know that the Atlanta Falcons have a new stadium, right? Well, we'll have. They're in the, are they,
okay.
Is it built already or is it being built? I can't remember.
I think
remember
it's already built, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. They blow a lead and they get a new stadium? Wow, crap. How does that work? But anyway, I think it's already built, B.
Hey, I wonder if it's going to be the 27 and under.
Ouch.
So,
go on now.
Anyways, the new Falcons stadium is pleased to introduce that they will have a new restaurant incorporated inside the stadium. Here's the kicker. Going to be a ghost store. Now, when I say a ghost store, I say that because they are bringing Chick-fil-A into their stadium.
Which is awesome.
Chick-fil-A.
Which is awesome sandwiches, not being paid by Chick-fil-A, not being paid by King's Bar and Grill, paid by the Midwest IT tech guys. But carry on.
No, but here's the interesting thing. Yes, it's great food. But if you show up on a Sunday game, you're not going to get any of that because even though they're going to be inside of a football stadium, they will still not operate on a Sunday.
Huh?
So the only chance you're going to get of Chick-fil-A at the Falcons game is if they just happen to be home on a Monday night.
I'm confused, B. Help me out here.
They are bringing Chick-fil-A is going to be inside the new Falcons stadium. Well, the Chick-fil-A does not operate their stores on a Sunday. It is owned by a very religious family. It started off like that, and they've incorporated that. They believe that Sunday, you know, going on religious holiday and everything for the day of rest. And so they take that, and they take it to heart. So their stores do not operate on Sundays. They are not going to operate their business inside the football stadium on football Sunday. I'm not really understanding that. Why even have them in there if they're not going to be there during the games? Like, why even? Oh. What's the point? That sounds like a waste of time and money and space, if you ask me, because they could put another vendor in that spot that's going to be. Now, maybe Chick-fil-A's paying for that. But, well, actually, they do pay for that. They help pay for that to get the space and everything, too. But what's the purpose in even putting that money out there and putting that store in place if you're not going to be able to operate it on the busiest day of the week for you guys?
Right. So hold the rotary phone right now. All right? Hold the rotary phone. Are you allowed to go in the stadium when there's no games?
No, it's shut down. I mean, they might have it for practices and this and that, but outside of that, I mean,
hold the rotary phone again. Hold it.
Holding.
Hold the rotary phone. Don't dial 9, don't dial 911, because Chick-fil-A needs some help here. I know at, like, Levi Stadium, the Vagina CenturyLink Field, I know at a lot of other football and other sporting venues that you just can't go into that venue and go buy yourself a hot dog or go buy yourself a Chick-fil-A. So I'm confused, B. I am thoroughly 100% confused right now. So the Atlanta Falcons will allow fans into their stadium on an off day, on like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and go in and buy themselves a Chick-fil-A. But when the game's on, when Atlanta's blowing a 27-3 lead, Chick-fil-A doors are el closo.
Yeah. Now, a lot of cynics are, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, they're claiming that it's a marketing tool, you know, for Chick-fil-A. That way they boost their sales. It's a way to market for increase in demand on the other 6 days of the week, you know. But here's the thing. The only time I ever see a Chick-fil-A and think, oh, man, that sounds good, is a Sunday. You know, I leave town or I go to the mall or something and there's a Chick-fil-A there and I'm like, oh man, that sounds so, oh wait, they're closed. I'm not driving a couple hours just to go back the very next day just for Chick-fil-A. It's not that deep.
Maybe if it was Chick-fil-A, I would. but not Chick-fil-A.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and the logic
my head
behind.
What is the logic behind
this?
I understand the day of rest, B. I get it, but
I do too. I'm not taking nothing away from that.
Right. Where if you're putting a business in a football stadium, and we're talking American football, we're not talking soccer, we're not talking fairy football, we're talking the gridiron, we're talking smash them up, bang them up. Oh, wait, that was football before. So anyway.
I'm
dumbfounded right now, B.
I've got to try and call their public relations office or something and try to get them on the phone. And we could actually call them right here on your Morning Cup of Sports if we wanted to. Maybe we could do that tomorrow. Call them and say,
ooh,
hey, what the hell is this about?
Right.
Want to do that tomorrow?
Oh, are we talking prank call Friday?
Oh, no, we're talking like legit call Friday and be like, what the hell is your logic behind this?
I like that idea. We also need to do prank call Monday or prank call Thursday or something to prank call somebody.
Yes, and then we'll just randomly select numbers. So we'll have like 10 numbers that we randomly select, and then we dial them, and if someone picks up, hey!
Put it on the wheel and spit it. Say, hey, you're on the radio. Do you know
that
your boyfriend and your wife's sleeping in somebody else's bed right now? You better go find them. But click.
Oh, and I'm looking at the Atlanta Falcons office numbers now, buddy.
Uh-oh. It could get deep real fast.
I'm just saying, we have the Atlanta Falcons office number that we can call.
We got liftoff.
We've got liftoff. Well, we've got fuel. We've got passengers. We've got a destination. We are in startup mode. The engines are warming up. Come tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Radio AFS. Your Morning Cup of Sports is taking off. And we are calling.
We're getting there, baby. One way
or
another.
Oh, man. Hey, you do realize.
Non-scripted live. You are going to hear the phone ring. You're going to hear everything, unlike Elvis Duran in the morning, other than Bob and Tom, or any of the other morning radio shows where they edit out the stuff. You, on your Morning Cup of Sports, will hear everything.
I'm so confused at this still. Like, I am really, genuinely confused. If anybody has some kind of insight towards this or some kind of logical understanding of what this might be, feel free to call in and color in the blanks. Just stay inside the lines here at 646-668-8467.
Well, you know, B, this is almost as bad as body surfing. Again, on the golf course, in front of the golf cart now. Great.
Now,
feet don't slip because stuff's going to hurt.
Now, I'm wondering, though, okay, so that was it looked like a regular golf cart, and we know those things can actually get a decent amount of speed, but could you imagine trying that with one of those souped-up golf carts that we were talking about last week? I think I'd want to be drugged by it instead of pushed by it, though, because one wrong move, and you're in a lot of pain.
I want to know what these guys have on their backs, because this dude is literally standing on him, pouring a beer down his throat on a golf course, which is generally smooth, generally no rocks, generally no nothing on the fairways. But I'd be afraid that something's just chilling out there, and that's going to hurt.
I just don't know if I could do that, man. Not getting
especially
pushed.
Especially not in front. No. Mm-mm. Give me a helmet and a jockstrap, maybe.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of want to be, like, wrapped up and padded like that dorky kid off of Little Giants. You remember him? You remember the Little Giants? the one that come out and he had like this big ass snot bubble and he's like, my mom said the padding you gave me wasn't enough.
Yeah. Let's play ball. Yeah, man. I just don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could get pushed by a golf cart. My legs would get sore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can drag me all you want because I can just sit back there and drink beer. Just pour it down a funnel. I've got the hose. We're good to go. Now,
but they're not even doing that, man. It is mid-air beer pouring.
I know. You see, that poor guy couldn't get nothing. You know how thirsty that guy probably was? Man, that beer was going everywhere but into his mouth.
That is almost like a beer party foul right there. But it looks fun. Now what I'm waiting for is somebody to get pushed on a car. I don't know. Skateboard, pushed in front of a car, and somebody pouring beer in front of his mouth. I'm waiting for it. There, I just said it on your morning cup of sports. Because didn't we say, B, when we were watching this last one, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we saw him pushed?
That would be hilarious. And, yes, we did.
Somebody's listening to us, B. Somebody's watching you and me talking on the radio. But I don't know, man. It's crazy how we seem to talk about something, talk about it in a week, a couple days later, Yahtzee.
I just – you're right, though. Somebody is listening. I want to know who. And if you're not scared to tell us, call in and let us know, hey, I'm the one listening.
Right. Please. We want to know you. We want to be your friend. Don't you want to be my friend? Friends make friends, right? So come and be my friend on Morning Cup of Sports.
That's right. So,
the world is so much better with friends, B.
It is. And HBO's losing friends right now because they're pissing people off. Oh, yeah. They made a big no-no. They made a big mistake. And people are upset right now. HBO made a bad move. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They recently cut their kicker, Roberto Aguayo, and they actually aired that on the show Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And that's like a big, like that was like a major, mistake on their part.
Didn't he miss the door far right, though? Didn't he miss the door far right?
I think so.
You know, You go on this radio, or not radio show, but you go on this show, right? And you know it's filming.
Are you there? Mr. Farmer. I think we might have lost Mr. Farmer. Okay, look, Farmer's back. Where'd you go, man?
Hey. But I guess I was talking to myself. You know, my mobile microphone had a mobile glitch. But what I was saying, and I'll repeat it, but you know, I won't be as long-winded as you were last week or you know yesterday. But what I was saying is that you know, going on this show, Hard Knocks, right? That
yes,
the film is going. You don't know where they're going to put you in. They don't know anything of the sort. But what they're going to do for ratings and all that other fun stuff, B, is they're going to show that this dude can't even go through the door. He misses it far right because he's a kicker. You're supposed to go through the upright. Hey, goal, you know? You know, I'm not mad at HBO or anything else like that, because when the L.A. Rams, you know, fired Jeff Fisher, that was aired. So, you know what, people, if you're watching Hard Knocks on HBO, get your panties out of a wad, because you know something's going to happen that you don't like.
All I'm saying is it was kind of messed up. I mean, they could have showed they could have showed anything but the fact that he was cut. I mean, it's kind of a dick move.
How is that a dick move, bro? It's a part of football. If you're not good enough, get the fuck out.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. All I'm saying is there's a lot of people that didn't like it. Let them release it, whatever. Okay? They didn't even give him a chance to release the information out before it happened. I just think maybe they should have gave him a minute.
Why?
Oh.
You signed a release. You signed a release, the HBO Hard Knock thing. You give them permission to run anything. Sign that release, bro. They don't need to tell you what they're going to air. It's kind of like the mainstream media and the paper. You have a conversation with them. They're going to air what they think that's going to get the best click. Same thing with HBO. I don't hate HBO for what they did. And all because some football player got his panties in a bunch because he got cut because he couldn't make a field goal. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. You know what I mean?
I didn't say I hated him or anything. I'm not mad at him. I just think that it was a major kick. It was a shot to the nuts for him. That's what it was. Which, actually, coincidentally, we actually had a shot in the nuts with baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you see the throw? That first throw for the game where the cameraman got busted in the nuts?
I did. I was at King's Bar and Grill when that happened. I'm like, oh, I need me a shot. That one hurt.
Yeah. All right, so for those of you who didn't see it, the Red Sox were celebrating their 50th anniversary of the 1967 Impossible Dream Team during Wednesday night's series finale against the Cardinals. Jordan Leandra took to the mound to throw out the first pitch. Now, he winds up, and he tries to fire home. Okay? But he throws it. I got to do it. I'm sorry. I got to say it just like it because you know I got to. But he throws the ball just a bit outside, and it goes flying over. Now, the cameraman got a really good shot of the ball coming right at him before it dropped down, and in one pitch got two balls.
Right.
No pun intended.
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
What's that kicker's name? What's that kicker's name from Tampa Bay?
I don't remember his name because I can't remember how to pronounce it. So I couldn't remember.
Maybe this pitcher and this kicker and Blair Walsh can all be friends because they throw and kick a little bit outside.
Oh, yeah, Barber went there.
It was Roberto Aguayo or something like that. I can't remember I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but.
So, Roberto, Blair Walsh, and this pitcher should all be friends, and then nobody can be mad at them because they all are just a little outside.
Just a lot of outside. These guys are idiots. But
you said
this guy got busted in the nuts. What a cheap shot. I think it was intentional. This guy's a pitcher. He is a high school pitcher. Tell me why he threw that far off and ended up busting the cameraman in the nuts. Hey, how ironic would it be, though, if it was the same cameraman that got kicked in the nuts by Dennis Rodman back in the 90s?
Oh. Right? See,
that would have been hilarious.
Thing, I don't understand how a pitcher could be just a little outside. But the cameraman took it like a champ, though. He took it like a champ.
He did. He did. He actually smiled about it, laughed about it after he caught it, I'm sure. But he laughed about it. He was in good spirits. He wasn't upset or anything. He's like, hey, you know, it happens, whatever. I'm just trying to figure out how in the hell this pitcher, okay, that is his position. He is a pitcher. And they don't even throw, he's not even throwing the ball hard or anything. And he literally just way past the catcher. Like, way off to the left of the catcher. And
let the pitcher pitch, and you get cracked in the nuts and see how hard he threw it.
Hey, I'm just saying, I saw him how he threw this ball. Okay, I watched the video. Now, it almost it's worse. I would say it's almost as bad, but I can't do that because this guy's an actual pitcher. So yes, it's pretty bad. But the only thing worse than that, or about as bad as that as I can think, is when 50 Cent was out there and he threw that opening pitch for the Yankees, I think it was, at the Yankees game. Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
That thing went so far left. Man, that was bad. That was really bad. And, I mean, they all laughed about it. Yeah, it's funny, haha. But how in the hell can you not throw a ball somewhat remotely straight? Did you never play catch in your life or throw anything? Come on, man. It's a ball. A little tiny ball. I'm not asking you to throw a bowling ball. This is a little tiny baseball that don't weigh nothing. You're going to tell me you can't just barely toss it? Okay, you've seen them old-ass ladies get out there on the mound and throw the ball. Okay, they have thrown the ball. Didn't like the Queen of England throw an opening pitch one time, like years back or something like that?
I think so.
But she threw it straight. It got to the catcher. So why can't these people? This guy's a pitcher. He's a pitcher. They asked him afterwards. They were like, "So what was going on in your mind? What happened after that?" And I'm like, "Nothing should have been. No, there is no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that." 50 Cent could have been like, "Bro, I'm a rapper, man. I was just too high for this shit." Yeah, but, I mean, this guy's a pitcher. This is what he does. He's getting scouted by high. He's getting scouted, okay? Now, if any of the scouts.
Anymore.
That's what I'm saying. If any of those scouts were watching him at that pitch, they're not looking at him anymore, buddy. They done moved on.
Right.
Like, that was. And you weren't even throwing. Like, I don't get it. I really don't.
Maybe be in his defense, he's not used to throwing so light. And, you know, the ball just kind of flick your wrist like a girl, you know, you're used to doing that. Kind of goes where it wants.
So you're telling me muscle memory? He had to fight against muscle memory so he wouldn't throw the ball at 88 miles per hour? Ha! Back to the Future reference.
Yeah.
His flux capacitor was broke. His flux capacitor was broke. And he couldn't aim properly.
Right.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Welcome
this
back.
Guy.
I'm going to save the kid. You know, maybe people should start boycotting the Boston Red Sox for trying to humiliate this kid.
It was. This pitch was a complete disaster. Coming from a professional pitcher, he threw that ball out, and this is all I've seen. It was nothing but
a big
explosion, dude.
I thought you said it was a kid that pitched it.
That's what I'm saying. It was a kid. He was like a high school kid or college kid, whatever. He's high school or college, but he is a pitcher. He's a child. He's a kid. Okay, he's younger than me. He's not an adult. He's like under the age of 21, I think, still. But he's still a pitch. He's still a kid. And he's a pitcher, regardless. My little cousin's a pitcher. He wouldn't have thrown the ball like that. Why? Because he's a real baseball player.
Bro. No, they're jitters. You're pitching in front
of
millions. No, no,
no, no. I don't want to hear it. No. I don't want
to.
No. You cannot. No. He performs in front of a lot of people all the time. Okay? He has games.
Not there. He's never pitched on that mound.
We don't know.
Give the kid at least a warm up pitch.
Maybe he had one. Maybe he was in the dugout for 2 hours. Oh, that's what it was. He was in the dugout for like 2 hours practicing his warm up pitch, and his arm just got too tired.
No.
I'm just saying, man. This is bullshit. There's
no
way.
The Boston Red Sox, because you're making this kid feel oh so bad. It's no different than the kicker from Tampa Bay. Why is it okay for me to bust the kicker in Tampa baseball, but, you know, you're busting this one, and it's not okay?
It's not okay. It's not okay. I'm busting his balls. I don't care.
Well, no, this, you didn't. The poor cameraman man got his balls busted.
No, he did. He really did. Yeah. And we seen that. Yeah. And it came right at him.
He had perfect aim. Irregardless of where his target was, he had perfect aim.
He, that poor cameraman, I don't care if he was a good spirit about it or not, that poor cameraman did not see it. You know, I can't even say he didn't see it coming. He saw it coming because if you look at the video, if you look at the still photo they have, the ball is right there in front of the cameraman. There's no time to react. No time to. He took it like a champ. This poor guy was doomed. Doomed.
And you know, he was a little round, so probably trying to get out of the way wasn't going to happen.
This guy, man, this is. All right, so I wanted to know your take on this because I'm tired of hearing about it. Are you going to be watching the solar eclipse? I'm going to ask because I know you've heard about it. It's all over the radio, all over the news, everywhere. Are you going to be watching the solar eclipse?
No.
Why not?
I'll be at work.
I was going to say, if you tell me it's because they tell you you can't stare directly in the sun, I was going to literally get out, drive to Washington State, and smack you, and then drive back home.
Right. Well, damn it, Jeff. I need these glasses. I want you
no.
to try. I would love for you to try. Bring your
bring
I need me a sandwich. I'm going to need me a sandwich after your ass whooping. Pack a lunch, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make sure I let my co-host know because once Radio AFS kicks off this special little secret we got going on right now that we will be filling everybody in here in, when we get to that point, you know, you'll understand why Farmer's going to need a pack a lunch right along with my co-host on my show, Two Guys in a Balcony. And right along with a few other people are going to need to pack a lunch. But we'll keep you all informed. It's going to be something
pack
really interesting you're going to want to be a part of. So,
exactly.
Just letting you know.
So, B, here's the thing. Hold on.
No.
This whole solar eclipse thing. They are selling 3D glasses to watch the solar eclipse. And I wish I was a crook. I do. I wish I went to the dollar store, right? Bought me some 3D glasses and sold them some bitches for $25.
I'm trying to figure. Man, now, what time is it hitting you? What time is the solar eclipse going to be over you?
11:20, somewhere around
that. See, it's supposed to, it's not even like. It's funny because everybody's like, it's not even directly passing over us. We're not even in its direct route, so we're not going to see it. And I'm like, do you not understand that the sun is in the sky? And when the sun is up in Tennessee, I can still see the sun here. It's freaking amazing how that works. You know?
Hey, look at that.
If it wasn't so cloudy here right now, and the sun's out. So if it wasn't so cloudy, if I walk outside and I look up and I see the sun, chances are you're going to be looking at the same damn thing I'm looking at. So how are
here
you
going
to miss the solar eclipse?
You're kidding me, right? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm looking at the sun.
It's too damn cloudy over here.
Well, then you don't have no sun. You can't see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait a minute. These people are like, wait, we're not going to be able to see it because we're not in a direct path. I'm like, the sun's up in the whole damn sky.
Oh, I hate people.
I really don't understand that logic here. Now,
I understand
angles and everything like that, but... Now, and we are going to get about 90% here, okay? That's what they're saying. But I still don't even get the percentage because the sun is in the sky, okay? So I understand, but the sun is in the sky. Okay? Right. My view's not going to be blocked by Oklahoma. You know, the Rocky Mountains are not going to be blocking anybody's view. It's up in the damn sky. Look straight up. You'll see the damn thing. And for those people who are seriously concerned that they're not going to see the solar eclipse because it's not going to be directly in their path, then do me a favor. Find somewhere that you can see it and stare directly at it.
Now, you know, I did hear there's a place in Oregon, right, where it's supposed to be like maximum. It's 100%. And they are renting rooms for over $1,000.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Hey, maybe this picture should take the cameraman as an I'm sorry gesture.
Dude,
I'm sorry I busted you in the balls with my awkward pitch because my arm was tired. Want to watch the solar eclipse?
I'm sorry, man. I apologize today.
You know,
but
what? People that do things at sporting events that aren't athletes are so funny. It's like,
yeah.
You remember when Roseanne, I think it was Roseanne, well, and not just her, but you remember how many people, like, you, and I know you watch hockey, how many times you done seen somebody try to walk out onto the ice to go sing the national anthem, and they think, oh, hey, there's a carpet down, so I can just walk right out there, but fail to remember that the carpet is on top of the ice? How many times we done seen that shit? You know, it's just these people
don't use their
heads even.
No, it's like common sense has gone out the door.
We have got to put together a compilation of sports fails and then post it on the page for people to see. And we should have stuff like getting busted in the balls if you're a cameraman. Cameramen, man, they have dangerous jobs. Like, how many times
have
we seen a cameraman get their ass beat by somebody in the just in the NBA alone?
Or
and now
football.
They're getting or football,
can
yeah.
You imagine?
And, oh, no. No.
There you go.
Because did you see that one where the Jacksonville Jaguars were scrimmaging the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that cameraman got walloped, and the wide receiver's like, "Damn, dude, keep it in the field." Talking about Blake Bortles.
Yeah. And it just kills me, but I tell you what, basketball players fall on them. Fall into them, jump on them, kick them. Football players run into them, tackle them. But nobody's got it worse than a cameraman that's filming a baseball game that gets the most accurate pitch of the night.
It's a strike. No, it's two balls.
How many times?
It's two balls and a strike.
How many times do we get to see a single play in any sport that's covered on SportsCenter's top 10 and SportsCenter's not top 10 in the same day? Same exact play.
Right.
And actually, honestly, I don't know if that was actually on SportsCenter's top 10 or not top 10. I'm just saying.
No, I'm sure
it'd be funny if it was.
I'm saying it'd be
hilarious if it's on both. At the exact same time. You know what I mean? Like, here's your top 10, here's your not top 10. But, I mean, that dude, and it's funny, you said two balls and a strike. It's an accomplishment. Never been done before. Two balls and a strike, one pitch. Man, watch out, Major League. Cause here he comes.
Batter's on deck. You better be wearing a cup because he's coming in hot and heavy.
Now, if this guy's a pitcher, I wonder if the next team that they play, if they're going to wear their jocks on the outside, if they're going to wear their supportive cup on the outside of their uniform just to be funny.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Maybe.
That's funny. Hey, maybe it was intentional, though. Maybe he thought the cameraman was cute and he was flirting with him.
Right. Or maybe the cameraman said, "Yeah, you can't throw it here," and he's like, "Yeah." It's a hold my beer moment.
That was a hold my beer moment from the pitcher. That's awesome.
Hold my beer. It's coming in hot.
Oh, man.
Or pun intended, however you want to look at it.
I just don't get why or how. I just don't get how a pitcher.
He wasn't loose, bro. He wasn't loose. It wasn't loose. It was his first pitch.
That's no excuse. That was way off. That was way off.
No, professional athletes or athletes in general need warm-up pitches. And
no,
my
I understand
guess is he didn't get a warm-up pitch. He didn't get a warm-up pitch until that one.
Bro, he threw that ball like he ain't thrown in like 6 years and had no previous teaching of how to throw anything.
He didn't get a warm-up pitch. It was a
He didn't know. He didn't need a warm-up pitch. He needed a warm-up day. Okay, like a whole day. There is no way pitcher can throw that bad.
It's jitters, bro. Jitters. He's a kid.
Nope, I don't care. No. You know what? Let me ask you this then. If that's supposed to, how's he supposed to prepare for that point? Okay, the kid's in high school or college. What about when he gets to the next level and he gets up to that next level and that next level becomes what? More fans. You got more people watching, okay, on a national level, whether it's high school, college, professional, it don't matter. Wherever you're located, some high schools are on a national level of being watched now. Okay, so those jitters should be gone. But if not, then what's that say for him going into the next up to the next level up? Oh, well, I can't perform because I have too many people watching me.
Right. Well, B, we both know he's not going to the next level, so we don't have to worry about that.
They go into the hospital, send flowers and a greeting card. Get well soon, buddy. Sorry I ruined your night with you. Hey, how messed up would it have been if that would have been on, like, the cameraman's anniversary with his wife or something?
Or his birthday. We're messed up, dude.
Happy birthday. She'd be like, honey, I'm hitting the nuts with a ball. Ain't nothing happening for a while. Did you catch that pun? Ain't nothing happening for a while.
Also, I wanted to throw this out there.
You didn't laugh.
No, I didn't.
Why didn't
you
laugh?
I did.
Why not?
Ha ha ha.
Frick on you. Pee off.
Well,
and hit you in the nuts.
I have something that I an extremely important announcement that I need to make. Actually,
oh Jesus, here we go. Extremely important.
For all of you who are listening right now, please remember your morning
all
cup
three
of sports. Yes, please remember B. Evans on your morning cup of sports because that Powerball just surged to $510 million. There was no winner called on Wednesday, and so if you remember it, remember. Hey, B. Evans on Morning Cup of Sports. Just remember me. Throw it down to Farmer Tim. You give him $20.
No. That's not how this is going to work. All right.
Hey, you get your 10% at your bar. Oh, wait. Hey, how does that work if you go? Do you go in there and be like, hey, I mentioned me on the radio, so where's my 10%?
Well, no, I generally get, you know, I pay for half and get half for free. It's the perks, baby. I don't know
what
the perks are, but it's the perks.
So you didn't hit this guy in the nuts with the baseball, right?
No. He actually listened to myself and another good buddy of mine called the A-Bomb. And you can check out the A-Bomb on YouTube under the A-Bomb, hashtag Bomb Squad. We actually did a video in his bar promoting his bar, and he came into the picture and said, hey, you mentioned these two jabronis? We'll give you 10% off, and the first one that comes in, we'll buy you a beer. We'll buy you a top-shelf drink. So that's already been cashed in. But go there, mention Farmer, and you'll get 10% off. And if I'm there, I'll buy you a beer even. Wait, I'll probably give it to you, but you know what I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, now people that are listening are going to be angry when they go in there when Farmer's sitting here going, I get half off, but if you go and mention my name, you can get 10% off.
Well, you know, different strokes for different folks. Hey, hit me in the ball. Hit me in the balls with the ball, and I'm going to give you half off.
Yes, put it on Farmer's tab. Everybody go to the bar and say, hey, throw this on Farmer's tab because we heard it on the Morning Cup of Sports.
Right. And I'll go there and be like, wait a minute, I didn't authorize this.
Dude, that's awesome. I'd be so mad. You're going to walk in there one day and your bar tab is going to be like $2,700.
Damn it, man. I'd be like, cash me out. Put it on Brian Evans. You need to send the bill to Brian Evans.
Hey, you need to calm yourself, sir. Or next time, I'm going to have to come out there and we're going to have to get into some chess boxing. Or maybe we get into one of those national slapping competitions.
All right.
Then we'll get Paso to come out.
Or we could go on a golf course and I can push you with my golf cart and then move just a little bit and run you over.
No, hell no. You ain't pushing, no. I'm not going near you with anything that's battery operated. You can.
How you doing?
No. We did not go that way. No.
Who's your sugar?
You shut up. This show has turned into a circus.
Yes.
No. Hell
or,
no.
Even if you go behind me, I'm going to go forward and I'm going to stop and I'm going to hit reverse. One way or another, I'm running you over.
I'll just hold on for dear life at the top and I'll iron something while I'm up there.
Hey, I like that idea.
There it is.
Stream ironing.
So,
we're still waiting on those pictures, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, so if the sandwich maker is out there listening right now, which I believe she is, do me a favor.
Back of lunch, if I need it.
Let me go to Washington so that Farmer and I can have some fun.
Can do unjust fuckery.
Right, unjust fuckery.
We will even post the pictures on the page for you to see.
With his battery-operated toys. Trust me.
But, if I'm going to Washington, I'm going to need a bunch of sandwiches.
Yeah, a whole lot of them. Preferably non-gluten bread, too.
No! Gluten's good.
All right.
Gluten. I'm tired of hearing about gluten.
For you.
I'm tired of hearing about gluten-free this and gluten-free that. And, oh,
just
watch this
Paso.
And watch that.
Ask him about on the freeway with Farmer going to the draft 2 years ago. You're going to
gluten. I'm telling you right now, I would ask Paso, but he don't call into the show. He doesn't call into the show. So Anthony Paso, I know you've been listening. You need to start calling in. Because this is nonsense.
Punk.
Watch, right. One of these days we're going to get a caller and we're not going to know who it is. And I'm going to be like, good morning on your morning cup. Yo, this is Anthony.
No, you got to do it right. Yo, this is Anthony. Come to you live from the Paso Garage. See, that's what you got. You got to do the yo.
Yeah, you got to get the Italian accent in there. He kind of sounds like a crackheaded Rocky. But, you know. No, I said that in hope.
This has been fun, man. We probably got like 30 seconds left of the show before we get cut off. I just want to let everybody know you've been listening to Farmer and Pete.
Yes. On your morning cup of sports, make sure you guys hit up Midwest IT Tech Support. Make sure you guys hit up Farmer's favorite bar. What's the name of that bar again,
King's,
Farmer?
King's Bar and Grill.
Yes, and tune in tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific for your morning cup of sports. Remember, who is the cream and who's the sugar?
Who's the sugar? We out.